B-Pod Studios.
A Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shout out to Toucher and Rich as well. They'll kill me if I don't do this. And thank you guys.
Brady out in front of the brush. Shoots. He scores. What a pass.
The first one was Toucher and Rich, so thanks, boys.
Out in front of the brush. Fires. He scores. Jake DeBrus, second of the night, a snipe inside the far post.
It found its way in, so touch and rich, that's all of them.
Tic-tac-toe! And Jake DeBrus pots the backhand! To the right circle, DeBrus, backhand, he scores!
Shout out to Touch and Rich.
Jake DeBrus snapped it in. Fires, he scores. Jake DeBrus celebrates in the far corner. High slap, Pasternak shoots, they score. That's Jake DeBrus. Big celebration.
Shout out to Touch and Rich.
Score!
The first one was Touch and Rich. Thanks, boys.
Score!
Touch and Rich, that's all done.
Wild Side, 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Billy Jaffe from Nesson and various projects joins us in studio. And
love the Zodiac talk.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah,
love serial. Let me rephrase that. I'm fascinated by that stuff. I studied it at Michigan. I went to a max security prison one time to do a course.
Yeah,
and talk to inmates. I'm fascinated by it. I don't think I have the balls to do it.
That
but
stuff.
But I'm fascinated by it. I love sociology, criminology.
How you can bring that stuff home, like as a job. We've had my cousin Payne on before, who does that Up and Vanish podcast. It does pretty well. But he sat down on one of his podcasts with Wayne Williams, that guy who like allegedly murdered all of those kids.
Yeah, allegedly.
I mean, it was like 20-something kids.
Yeah.
He sat down and interviewed him.
I mean, he did it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, allegedly 20-something kids.
Okay.
He wasn't found guilty of all of them.
Well, I have a feeling he's got a legal team that's going to come after you, suggesting that it was more.
And I was thinking to myself, like, it was even tough for me to listen to it. And I don't know how someone could do that for a living. Like, those guys in that show Mindhunter, who just for a living go and interview serial killers. How, man,
you
that's
separated. I know. I don't know how you do it, but you do it. Look, we see it with first responders, police officers, firemen. Those guys have to, and how about ER docs? I mean, all you know what I mean?
Well, I couldn't do what they do.
They have to separate it. That's a skill. And the ones that are the most successful, I think, do. That's just, they have that innate ability. I'm fascinated, though, by that stuff. I could watch.
Have you seen the video of the guy in Chicago that was in jail? He's dead now, and they were giving him hormones to become a woman.
Oh, well, it was Richard Speck.
Yeah. Have you seen that video?
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, so everyone get on your computers right now.
No.
And
so,
go
so
don't listen to Fred video.
Don't listen to
Fred. Was it 66 or 69? I think it was the year of my sister was born in 66. I remember my parents telling me.
That's a milestone for
that
you.
They were fascinated. They were scared crapless because I think they brought my sister home, if I remember correctly. It was either 66 or 69, regardless. And my mom made my father walk around the apartment where they lived because he had killed, I think it was six, I don't remember the number of students, and he was still loose in the city of Chicago. He gripped the city, you know what I mean, for those 2 days or something, because he was on the loose.
But so you've seen the video where they gave him the
hormones. Yeah, it's
and they're sitting around and they're what are they doing? Are they doing cocaine
in prison?
Yeah, everyone Google. By the way, those Chicago prisons were really on the ball. So everyone, they had video cameras and coke and turning guys into chicks. But everyone Google the Richard Speck video.
Don't listen to Fred. Don't do it
from jail.
Don't Spock do it. Or Speck? Did I screw that up? Anyways, you're
it's
right.
Speck. Speck. It's Richard Speck.
Yeah.
All right. You just turned 50 yesterday, I've just been told.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Now, thank you.
Who would have thought you'd live this long? Now,
I know. I'm with you.
Are you having a party or did you have it?
No. Come on. Would I have one and you guys not be there?
Well, I could see Rich and Wallach not being there.
Good point. No. Listen, I've been so busy with hockey. This is an off-season thing.
Yeah.
That there will be something that will happen. We talked about the one idea. I don't think that can happen, but I think it was maybe an alternative. The Queen and I, my wife, Queen Victoria, we've been talking about some things. We're also trying to get on a trip. You know, I mean, we've got thrilled that the Bruins clinched home ice. You know, every year with Nesson for the first round, because then after the first round, we lose the rights, the in-game rights, which is just a national thing. But every year, I can't wait for the playoffs. I can't wait to get going. But between NHL Network and the Bruins and the NHL Radio and everything, I mean, I've got another 8 weeks going right now, at least through the Eastern Final, hopefully through the Cup. But then after that, Freddie, we'll get something going. We'll do something. Now, hopefully, we're also looking to get a trip in somewhere. We can't get down. Turks is too far to go for the 4 days that we have. So
Turks is not far.
It is, but it isn't. There's not a lot of direct flight.
Bermuda. Saturdays.
Go to Bermuda.
I looked to Bermuda, and it's ridiculous. I can't. I think we're thinking Puerto Rico. I haven't been to Old Santa. Okay, there we go.
We're not thinking Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I don't know. I heard Puerto Rico's kind of awesome. No. Certain parts of it,
maybe. Not anything. There's 5 billion places to go around there that are better.
I'm looking for easy, man, right now. All right, we'll talk later. Anyways, yes.
Go to the Bahamas. Go to one of the islands off the outside of
NASA. So, I turned 50. It was a great day. It was a great day. I looked in the mirror at 49. My last time before I went to bed at 49, and I'm like, oh, my God, do you look like your father? You know, I looked like all of a sudden I was having one of those made-for-TV moments where I'm like, here you go. But you know what? I actually love it. I love turning 50. I got no issue with it. Feeling good. Having fun.
But you realize that you've lived longer than you're going to live.
Lived longer.
Like you're over the halfway point is what you're saying.
Well over the halfway point.
Oh, sure. I do, and it's a morbid thought, but I agree with you. I have thought about it, yeah.
I just want to beat out my father. Like, that's my kind of thing. It's like, my father already passed away, and I'm like, so I kind of think of that being my ending date, and like, I just want to beat that.
How old was he?
She was young. He was like 66.
So I made
with your lifestyle, there's not a chance.
So it's like, so that's kind of my thing. I think anything past that for me is like bonus time. I kind of look at that as, all right, that's kind of where I'm going to plan on dying. And after that is just like the gravy.
I made the mistake. I think it was one of our first dates together. My now wife, then girlfriend. We're in the streets of Chicago. We were coming home or whatever. And there was a fortune teller there. And we went up to it because it's probably too cute. It's probably stupid that I even did it.
Yeah.
And they did the hand reading thing. And the woman looked at me, looked down. I got the you know. Your lifeline on your hand isn't good. I'm like, what does that mean? So I'm with I didn't know then at the time, my future wife. And she's something about, it's kind of like a 65 thing. You know, it's like, it doesn't look like past. So now I'm scared crapless. I'm not going to live past 65. My wife's asking me if I have life insurance and everything. Everything good.
Do you remember?
So now I start feeling like that's my end date right now.
Do you remember years ago? This might have been 12 years ago. You and me and our wives and one of our wives' friends went to Provincetown. Do you remember that? Okay. Yeah. And do you remember how all three of you and I just went to a bar and drank and partied and, you know, jumped in the pool with the Bears and had a great time. But the girls went to a, like, palm reader?
Yeah.
Okay. So my wife was pregnant with my son at the time. And all I know is that the first girl that went, it wasn't your wife, it was their friend, was told something that she said
crying.
She started crying unbelievably and left. And Mary's like, nope, I'm out.
I got my palm read there. And what's creepy is she was right about Stephanie's and Mary's friend. Mm-hmm. And she was right about me. Like, she nailed everything.
Yeah, she did nail her friend.
And she got everything right for me. Like, money.
Good looks.
No. She could tell I was good looking there. That would have been. But she like nailed. Nailed like that I was going to have two kids.
Did she say anything about like your life expectancy or anything like that?
No, everything was incredibly positive.
Okay.
Which is good because everything for the friend Rev seemed to be very negative.
So Mary was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
As soon as you start crying, I don't need this.
Like, it was weird. It was weird how, and then looking back, it was weird how correct she was about everything.
But you see, now I hear that, and it scares me even more. Now I'm thinking that that's my lot, so to speak.
Do you
so,
believe that people can have some sort of intuition? They can have some sort of
I don't want to believe it. I don't know. How the hell do I know? But now, because this person said it, and now guys like you saying they got it right, of course. I mean, ever since I've met my wife, I'm thinking that, you know, I'm going to be dying at 65.
I don't think they can predict when you're going to die.
Well, they say, she said something, I think it was, it doesn't look like past 65. I'm like,
oh, so she straight up said, like, gave you a date.
Oh, she gave me a number.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I remember it vividly. My wife's like, you stop it. We used to, I'm like, she didn't tell you that. She told me that. You put yourself in my shoes, or palms, so to speak.
Well, listen, you lived to be a freshman in high school.
Yes.
So you got that going for
I
you.
Did. Yes, I did.
No. I'm saying that your life now would be that of a newborn into.
I know. Now I can go. I'm going to go for it. All right. Through puberty again.
Well, listen, I suppose we could talk about hockey with you.
How fun was last night, huh?
It was great. It was great.
And this is what this team's about.
Yeah, the Jackets had a lot to play for.
Damn right they did.
And, it was a. DeBrus had some puck luck, and
also all over the place. There's guys having career years, which has been fun to watch.
Yeah, right.
Well, we'll get into all that.
Let's break, and then we will be back with Billy Jaffe and his thoughts on the Richard Speck video that I encourage everyone to look at right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Sports Hub. Touch her and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shout out to Touch and Rich as well. They'll kill me if I don't do this. And thank you guys.
Brady out in front of the brush. Shoots. He scores. What a pass.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the Bruins exit. Over the line, right side. Here's Pastrnak. Tees it up. He scores! Pastrnak settled the puck, picked his spot, and fired a rocket inside the near post. 5-0 Bruins.
Marchand's going to get a helper. He moved the puck into the middle to Bergeron. Bergeron over to the right wing to David Pastrnak. Pastrnak's goal, Brad Marchand, first guy with 100 points. Quite a while here for the Bruins.
It's a pretty good feeling. I think it just shows how good of a team we have. I mean, you know, the success that we've had as a group throughout the whole year, it just shows in the way guys are having a good season. So, you know, it's a cool personal stat, but... Again, at the end of the day, I've said this before, it all goes towards the same goal, which is getting to the playoffs, and we're right there. So just shows again how good of a group we have.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, Billy Jaffe from Nesson, the NHL Network. Too busy even to celebrate his 50th birthday.
All right.
He is in studio. Last night, the Bruins clinch home ice in the first round against... Toronto. Now, Toronto, Billy, is imploding a little bit.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Kind of explained to me and everyone else, it's more than just
their
losing
defense
games.
Sucks. Their structure sucks.
And there's been a little bit of like a rebellion there, right?
Well, the word is that there's you know, the Toronto media has made out to some conflict going between Kyle Dubas, who's the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and Mike Babcock, the head coach up there. I've talked to a couple of people up there, and it's not like, you know, look, the Toronto media is kind of like the New York Yankees media. You know what I mean? There's a huge gaggle of people that follow them, and
yeah, there's like,
always something going on and
sure,
digging something up.
There's like this incredible amount of people that cover the team.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
On like a nightly basis.
On an average night. I mean, remember when we were in Atlanta, obviously we remember, and Toronto would come in. This is the Atlanta Thrashers. I mean, you know. there's 30 or 40 people there
yeah.
on the road traveling. I mean, a bad night of a week night would be 25 media people between TV crews and this and that and everything. So playoffs, it's nuts, especially if they go far. But anyway, I don't think that it's completely copacetic between them. I don't think it's vicious at all. I think you've got a very strong-minded coach and a very young general manager. He's very young. He's boy wonder. You know, I think he's 33 or so now, 34. And they have a different view on a certain things. On the other hand, I don't think it's near. I don't think it's what any they're making it out to up there. But what I do think is I think the players are getting a little bit frustrated with Babcock-isms and how he wants the game and how he's wants him to play. And quite honestly, they're also not built. They're not built for structured defense. If you look at their defensive crew, they're just not built for it. Now they're getting they got Dermott back. And they're getting Gardner back, they think. I mean, that's one of those things where I think they're being a little coy about it. He's been skating pretty regularly. Funny thing is, Jake Gardner, you know, got lambasted for being a -5 last year in the Game 7 that was here at the Garden. And, yeah, he wasn't good, but he owned it. And he's not what you would call shutdown deep, but he's good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And now they realize they've been so bad without him and the other kid, Dermott, that they're like, they can't wait for Gardner to come back right now. The thing of it is this: they've got horses that want to run. There are, you know, they got a bunch of thoroughbreds up front, and you got to respect Tavares is having a phenomenal year. He's pushing 50 goals. Matthews, we know, is spectacular. Marner, maybe the best of all of them. But, you know, you got these thoroughbreds. You still got to feed them, and if you're not feeding them anything, like getting them the puck and forcing them, you know, not have to play in their own zone, that's when they're not as effective. They're giving up a ton of goals, too. A ton of goals, you know, goaltending-wise.
It's funny, Billy, this morning we were talking about, you know, with the Bruins clinching home ice last night, how, you know, Jake DeBrusque has become such an under-the-radar star. I mean, we were comparing his numbers in his second year to Tyler Seguin, mm-hmm. where everyone was flipping out about Seguin, as they should have been. And if you look, DeBrusque has missed 14 games,
yep.
and he has only 2 less goals than Seguin did in his second year with the Bruins.
Yep.
So, and a matter of fact, I saw this crazy stat too. As a matter of fact, since 95, there's only been 2 players that have scored more goals in their second year than DeBrusque has, and it's Seguin and Patrice Bergeron, who only had 4 more goals than DeBrusque is sitting at right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it weird when you think back, like only, you know, like around the trade deadline, even just then, his name was being thrown out there as well, trade bait.
Well, his name was being, if we can get Artemi Panarin, you're going to have to give up Jake DeBrusque. Screw that. You got a guy. I mean, I'm sorry, but some people that were suggesting that, you're talking about a guy in Artemi Panarin, just using him as the example, that you knew wasn't going to be here. You're not giving up Jake DeBrusque for that. DeBrusque wasn't playing well. We had him on the show. We talked about it point blank with him. All kidding aside, he talked to me about it being in his head before we came on the show, and then we talked about it with him. Sometimes, you know, it's not coddle these guys, but you have to let them grow when they're still that young. By the way, it's the same thing for veteran players, but it becomes more pronounced with young players. I know people out there don't love some people. They don't think Danton Heinen does enough. I'm like, he's part of the chemistry of your team. He had to get going, no doubt about it. But now that he's going, your third line is what a lot of times wins you championships. Mm-hmm. That's what it does. Your first two lines get you to places. Your third line helps, fourth line helps put you over the top. So a guy like Heinen, the people everybody wanted to get rid of, we're always quick to get rid of, especially young players. You have to realize it takes a little bit of time. It's hard. But we have an 82-game season. You got to stick with it sometimes. Did I see them and Jake DeBrusque and the Boston Bruins being potentially 110-point team for a while? No. 98 to 102, yeah. I mean, I thought they still had it in them. Did I think they'd get second? To begin the season, I thought they had a legit chance. As the season was early on, I'm like, maybe not. Mm-hmm. All right. Still thought they'd make the playoffs. But what they've done is beautiful. You're right, they're having careers. Marchand is, I'm telling you right now, we did a breakdown last week on Nesson. You look at him and the valuable minutes he plays compared to other left wings in the NHL. And I'm talking a Goudreau and Ovechkin. And there's, you know, Panarin. There's some valuable players out there, right?
Sure.
Love them. Marchand plays harder minutes. in different situations. He'll begin games, he'll end games, he'll penalty kill, he'll 4-on-4, he'll do everything more so than all those other guys, and now he's over a 100-point player. He has played himself into an elite. I'm talking an uber star in the NHL, and if you had a draft right now for top left wings that you would take, if he wouldn't be one, he'd be two that everybody would take in the NHL. It's just where he's gone. And Bergeron is still the most complete 200-foot center in the game. He is. He's the most, and it's not me talking. This is not hyperbole. This is NHL players talking and saying, if I needed a guy that I knew, I mean, maybe you take McDavid and Crosby, you know what right. I mean, for, but if I needed a guy to anchor my third line on the all-world team in that most important position, Patrice Bergeron will be right
how,
there.
How shocked are you that they're where they are right now? When you look at what they were predicted to be at the beginning of the season, I don't think anybody thought that they were going to be playing this well.
I didn't. You know what? I didn't think they'd be playing this well. What I love about this team is their guts, their energy, their passion. I mean, when you see guys celebrate legitimately, I mean, when Zdeno Chara scores a goal and he celebrates like he's just one of the boys. This isn't a 42-year-old, 22-year vet or whatever. I mean, he just wants to be one of them. This is a unified team, and I think that's immeasurable. I really do. You cannot measure that type of quality in a team. Unfortunately, and I hate to sound like this, does that mean they go far in the playoffs? I don't know because of who they have to go through. You right. know what I mean? But did I think they'd be this good? No, but I did think, I thought they were 2-3 in their division. I did. I thought, but for a while, I'm like, all right, it looks like number three. You know, it looks like if three is going to be it. And now, and I don't look past Toronto at all. If they play their game, though, if they play their structure, I also think if they're going to have a tough decision or two to make. You're gonna, you know, I mean, I've liked Carson Kuhlman since I watched him in college last year, and they came to the Bees. We talked about him in preseason. I thought he'd be up with this team as a fourth liner. I don't know if he can be a regular top 6-9, but for now, maybe. But he may, you know, even he fits into certain spots. I mean, this team, they have options. I guess the point is, and if they make some right decisions. They're a good team. They're a real good team.
All right. How do you handle the last two games of the season?
I go out there and I don't play a couple of guys. I you know, here's the thing. Marchand gets his 100th point. I got to keep him healthy. I talk to Bergeron and I say I got to keep you healthy too.
Got to keep Char off the ice.
Char one of the two games off the. Now he's a big man. Big men need to play.
Yeah, he wants
big
to play.
Men need and
he thinks
and,
it
yeah.
hurts him if and he doesn't. Does it.
So yeah. At the very least, he plays one of two, if not both. Okay. I pull. You know, I'm looking at some guys that are dinged up. I pull that. Like, look, you can't take five guys off, but between this game on in Mini tomorrow and then Saturday at home afternoon against Tampa, I get 5-6 guys rested. There's no doubt. You know, Heinen was ill. You get him back in to get him going. You play Kuhlman a little more. Do you take a guy like Backes out to say, hey, David, listen, you know your roles change with us, but we need you rested up mm-hmm. come playoff time, you know, because we'll take one of these games. Off, I split the goalies. I don't want Tuukka taking a full 10 days off in between games. I don't.
Is the first game Thursday? Is
most that likely. That's, most likely. Okay. Yeah. Assuming that it is what it is, it's Thursday, Saturday, but that is not, that's Billy speak. That is not sure. official speak. But that seems to be the sentiment.
Okay.
But that's how I handle those games. And look, Krejci, how good has he been?
Yeah, he's been great.
You play him. See, to me, there's a huge respect factor in the NHL playing all 82 games. He's the only Bruin to do that. Now, you don't do it at the expense if he's dinged up or not feeling well. Of course you don't. You just say, Krejci, we love you too much. We need you too much. But if he's feeling good.
No kidding. He's played every game?
He's the only Bruin to play in all 80.
Wow.
And he's the guy, remember 2 years ago, yeah. that everybody used to say, well, he gets hurt an awful lot. No, he had a little spell. If you look at his stats, especially the last, I think it's 7 years, 6-7 years. If you look at it, there's been one little hiccup where he was injured. By the way, people get injured. But for him, he's over 120 consecutive games now. Mm-hmm. So it's a big point of pride to him.
And they need him in the playoffs.
They do.
Because he becomes very important in the playoffs. All right, Billy Jaffe, he of the macabre love of serial killers. He says, everyone look for the Richard Speck jail video.
Do not do that.
Do not. Well, you know, you're just by you saying that, people are going to seek it
it's
out
just,
even more.
You know what it is? It's just odd. It's really odd. It's
okay.
Eerie.
Everyone has a nightmare of going to prison, mm-hmm. and it just looks like your worst fear is in prison.
Well, that is, and that also is the worst of the worst type of place, too, in prison.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it was there was no rules.
Right, and I think that may have also been, was it kind of the psycho part of it, the prison, too?
I don't know.
That's even the scarier part.
Well, go read about the Alabama prison system. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I get fixated during the summer telling you crime shows, prison, whatever, and then you when you get one of those world's worst prisons, and you, like you're down in Argentina or Colombia.
Go to Alabama. I mean, the privatization of prisons, and they have more in Alabama at this particular prison, which is the deadliest in the United States. They have more job openings than they have people working there.
Wow.
You will love Mindhunter.
I'm going to watch it.
You will love that show.
I do. I'm telling you, summertime, done with hockey, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, kids, that's exactly what I start doing, those kind of shows.
Well, sit down with the kids and watch the Richard Speck video.
Oh, I fell asleep, real quick, I fell asleep one time like 2 years ago on the couch in the afternoon, whatever, and my son, and there was a crime show on, and he was 6 at the time.
Oh, yeah, God. Good stuff. Oh,
that was bad for a few nights. That was bad. Daddy, why did the guy have a gun? Why did this? I'm like, oh, no. My wife said, what happened? I said, I fell asleep. Sorry.
Well, it's funny, you know, like people give me crap because my 8-year-old daughter and I have watched every episode of the Jersey Shore. I don't get a lot of crap for it. But I'd rather have her watch that a million times more than the news.
Yeah,
million times more than the news.
I know.
Have you ever had your kid watch local news? By accident, and the questions that come after that, explaining gangs. Oh, that's a lot of fun.
I know. So, I know it starts with 8 murders and 2 abductions and 2 house fires. And,
yeah.
You know.
It's just like we're living in a nightmare.
And then the good news comes never.
Never. No, because that doesn't drive the. It's weather and murder.
Yeah.
All right.
See you guys.
All right. What do we have coming up there in the stack there, Rich?
We have to call the hot take police on somebody.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll have that. But here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, we are about to have a visit from whom?
Yeah, gotta call him.
Hot take police.
Hot take police.
It's idiotic. You're a moron.
Now, this comes from a gentleman by the name of Andrew Brandt from Sports Illustrated. And the reason I know that Andrew Brandt is someone to be taken seriously is I look at his Twitter profile photo.
Aye, aye, aye.
He is a gentleman who...
he's pondering something. He's doing... he's got his index finger on his cheek.
He looks like one of these guys who's deep in intellectual thought with his finger on the side of his cheek looking into space as I'm figuring out what to blow your mind with, what amazing sports take I can come at you with.
Yeah, while you're taking his picture, he's 5 steps ahead of you. He's thinking of something to say.
So he wrote this in yesterday's Sports Illustrated Online. He said, Rob Gronkowski's retirement last week was hardly surprising. Gronk retirement rumors from the decade were nearly as a regular offseason topic as Brett Favre retirement rumors of the last decade, something I was very familiar with working for the Packers. This thought is not to wade into predictable debates on whether or not Gronk will unretire at some point. He won't. Nor whether he's a Hall of Famer. He probably is. Rather, I look back shaking my head at the free pass that Gronk constantly received from fans and media, even beyond New England. Gronk being Gronk became an easy catchphrase and rationalization about behavior that, one, was certainly not admirable, and two, would not create the same response for other players. Listen, I get it. Gronk is as goofy and likable as a meathead you can be, and likable players can get away with things that players with a more serious tone cannot. That, however, shouldn't give them free passes. I ask you to pick another player, any player. I will not pick one for you, as that would skew this experiment. Now imagine that player shown slamming beers, partying regularly with bikini-clad women, and generally promoting a hard party lifestyle.
Are you joking? Antonio Brown had like 30 grand in cash at his place. These guys, Tristan Thompson's on, goes to clubs and gets, you know, handies from everyone. Are you joking? Wait, athletes with bikini-clad women? It's the whole point of being an athlete. What is the point of being a young, rich man who's famous? What the hell is this guy's pondering his own virginity?
Would we say it's just...
Who else would get away with it? Everybody! What do you care? What do you... Why is that even bad? Like, you can't hang out with women?
Nope, you can't. And you definitely can't slam beers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, slamming beers. Because no one else... These guys... How many guys endorse alcohol?
Beer is legal. I'm not sure if he knows that.
It's not even that bad for you.
Right. Beer is legal, and partying with bikini-clad women, as far as I know, isn't against the law, and generally promoting a hard party lifestyle.
But,
well,
but why?
Well, okay.
The girl thing makes no sense.
Let him finish. Would we say it's just him being him and let him have his fun? I doubt it. He's saying if it was somebody else. I know this is not a popular stance, and some of you are offended I would raise these questions about the lovable Gronk. And Gronk, with his partying, has not broken any laws and is just having a good time. Well, you just answered your own question. But consider this. It is a fair question to ask whether Gronk would have been injured less and had a more productive career had he partied less.
Yeah, you got to look at his physique and realize that he was completely out of shape.
How about the ways he was injured?
And how about that he had a back problem in college, a chronic back problem?
Well, it's from partying too much.
Well, no, it's from being around women. It's from being around women.
In bikinis, Fred.
Bikini-clad women.
Mm-hmm. And porn stars, too.
Oh, how dare you do that? Say, Gronk deserves...
Have sex with 5 billion porn stars. Like, who cares?
Has this guy never gone on Instagram of any athlete before? Like, any athlete.
So you're better off. Okay, you can. All right. I'll be serious here for a second. They link girls' suicide rates to influencers on Instagram. So if he is partying with bikini-clad models, is that worse than dating a Kardashian? I mean, the Kardashians are responsible for actually bad things happening.
Well, I mean, not responsible.
But their presence sets an unrealistic expectation for young girls. I'm not saying they're responsible. Listen.
Pardon me, teacher. You forgot to assign us homework today. That's who this guy is. Excuse me. Pardon me. But this woman's pants, it's like that letter that somebody wrote. Did you hear about that mom who wrote a letter? She went to go visit her kids who are going to Notre Dame, and there were girls wearing those jogging pants, like those Lululemon, and she wrote a letter to the school newspaper begging the women to stop doing that because boys won't be able to control themselves when they look at it.
You want to hear something interesting? As I know someone who runs a business that had not only a young man show up with his mom to the job interview, he had someone who didn't come to work for 2 weeks because their friend's cat was sick.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
Both people with college degrees.
Says Gronk deserves his due on the field, which he is getting. But fans and media usually don't laugh off his kind of off-field persona the way they have with Gronk. What is he doing wrong? Give me one example of something he's doing wrong.
He's not doing anything wrong.
Gronk's behavior led to rationalization, whereas the same behavior coming from others would typically leave to exoriation. And he ends it with a big word that I don't even know. So there you go. The hot take of the week comes from Mr. I'm pondering with my finger in my mouth, looking off into the distance, Andrew Brandt of Sports Illustrated.
How many pictures have you seen of dudes that play sports on yachts with hot chicks? Like Porzingis, that goofy bastard who was on a boat with like a bunch of hot chicks.
Well, Porzingis is in a little trouble right now. He got accused of rape. So yeah,
I understand that, but I don't think that goes hand in hand with being on a yacht.
No, I would say anyone who almost okay,
unless you're like some like Bible guy that got married, like, you know, while you're in college,
like Kurt Warner, right? Wasn't he kind of the?
Well, he was also stocking shelves, but I'm thinking of Ponder, right? Ponder, who married the woman?
Yeah,
Christian Ponder. Yeah, yeah.
Or who his wife was hotter than, a girlfriend was hotter than Shrimp Vindaloo.
Oh,
was that Colt McCoy?
It was Colt McCoy, yeah, yeah.
It might not have
University
been
Colt of McCoy. Texas, right?
Whatever. Yeah. But it was a guy that got, like, married way too young.
Yes, that would probably be him. So congratulations. You have an amazing hot take, which is setting the world on fire. Well, Russell Westbrook is just ridiculous. This is from last night.
A little defensive zone. Bonga in the game. Misses. And he gets the rebound.
Yeah.
Wow. He said something to Danny. Yeah. That's not true, Danny. He said, that's not true, Danny. Yeah. That's a Nipsey.
I think we got to give him a standing ovation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, that's for his guy. Man,
we just watch history here. We got to give him a standing ovation. Yeah.
I mean, who dropped the microphone in the middle of a city block? What the hell is that? Is that the players only broadcast? Oh, it is. He's shaking his. Of course,
it was for Nipsey.
It's for of course. That's like five people talking at the same time, and I don't know what anyone's saying. But what that was the sound of, believe it or not, was Russell Westbrook joining Wilt Chamberlain as one of the only players in history to record a 20-20-20 game. He had 22 points, 25 rebounds, and he had 20 points, 20 rebounds, and 21 assists last night.
Yeah.
That is absolutely absurd.
And he did it all for Nipsey Hussle.
Well, he said that.
Unbelievable to go out and humble him. I'm grateful for the game, man, but that wasn't for me, man. That's for my bro, man. That's for Nipsey, man. 20+20+20. They know what that means, man. That's for my bro. Rest in peace, Nipsey, man. I'm just thankful to be able to go out and compete at a high level, man. Thankful to have these teammates. Thankful and humble to be able to go out and play the game I love.
You know, everyone's doing all these tributes to Nipsey Hussle, and the main thing he should be known for is having the greatest rapper name of all time.
Do you think somewhere Nipsey Russell is saying, where's the love?
Is he dead? Is Nipsey Russell dead?
Was he in Wildcats?
Nipsey Russell?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think Nipsey Russell was in Wildcats. Smartass. Bill, go ahead.
Fred, I'm pretty sure you just said that someone missed work for a dying cat or a sick cat.
Not my friend's cat.
That's
I didn't
kind
take
of
two.
Like throwing stones in a glass house.
I did not miss more than one day of work, and I did not miss 2 weeks of work because I had sympathy for my friend's sick cat. My cat is 19 years old. And we were concerned it was going to die that very morning, and I wanted to be there. And now it turns out that through the modern veterinarian medicine, that the cat is healthy as a horse, as they
say. Well, I'm very happy that he's healthy, and I'm glad he took the call and didn't back away from it.
That's right, baby. I'll face it all head on.
There is a
I got nothing to lose.
I know someone who's a college teacher, and they got a call saying that a student couldn't come in. Emailed him saying he couldn't come in because he was taking a mental health day.
Yeah, and remember the McGarry thing, and then I'll stop. Remember the McGarry thing about how like you should never yell at anyone, and da da da. Read any philosopher or almost any academic that's not afraid to speak. The whole idea of what. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger, obviously is not true. There's traumatic things that can happen to someone that can affect their life very hard. But your brain requires to evolve having situations that you're uncomfortable with.
The person said, I'm exhausted, and I think I'm going to take a mental health day today.
Yeah.
They said that I'm tired, I'm sorry, but I just don't feel like coming in.
The whole idea of not yelling, the whole idea of only using language that's considered... appropriate, regardless of how that evolves and who's aware of it, is absolutely false. It's a terrible way to teach, and it's a terrible way for human beings to grow as people. I mean, read any academic that's not afraid to talk about it. You gotta use your whole curriculum and everything you talk about now, so you don't offend the one most easily offended person in your class. So that whole idea about yelling and what about your math teacher yells or what? No, you become a better person. Your mind needs it or it will atrophy. You need to be put in situations that make you uncomfortable because that's going to happen constantly. That's why the depression and anxiety numbers are off the chart for kids of college ages. A lot of it is because that they're not put under any stress. Because I got news for you. There's very stressful situations like making a living. All right.
Nipsey Russell was in Wildcats. He was the principal.
Yes, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Don't challenge me on my Nipsey Russell trivia, even though I believe he's been dead for 14 years. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah. Duke Billy. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, Scott Zolak is on a microphone. Hello, Mr. Zolak.
What's going on?
Thank you for throwing candy wrappers on my board.
Well, yeah.
Beautiful board.
Trash bucket wasn't empty, so I just...
I don't have a trash bucket anymore.
Yeah, I know, so I just threw them on your board.
Oh, yeah.
You picked them up.
It is to my left. Yeah. Some scoundrel moved it.
What's up?
Did you buy your tickets to the Marvel Marathon? Scott Zolak, are you going to be sitting 59 hours in a movie theater?
What are you talking about?
They're showing every Marvel superhero
movie.
Why
don't they just pay you like to do it and just
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that?
59 hours in a row? You okay, hell no.
Well, I like the movies. I guess
59. Dude, do you know me?
I know you like Marvel. Marvel movies.
I like seeing the movies eventually when they come out.
You actually go out of your way to go to like those weirdo conventions too.
Like which one?
I don't know. Like the, what do they call them things where they all dress up?
Oh, well, those, yeah, I am entertained by, like, Comic-Con and PAX.
Comic-Con, thank you.
Yeah, no, I do enjoy those very much.
PAX is more video games.
That was all video games.
Yeah, I like video games.
That was amazing. Yeah. But, I'm sure.
Like, you want to dress up like a superhero and walk around, that's your,
I don't do that.
Float your boat, pal.
But then again, grown men wear jerseys of people who play on the football field, so is there much difference?
I agree, man. When you walk around with that other dude's name on your back, it's just...
But, like, what about when Jay-Z does it?
I don't know.
Like, is Jay-Z...
I think he's doing it to sell records, man. Or something. I don't know.
Like, he's trying to go after the fans?
Well, you're a rapper, man. They wear jerseys.
Yeah, so I'm saying, are they nerds?
I didn't say they're a nerd.
Oh, how about Billy Crystal, who was a Yankee for a day?
Well, that was really cool.
But you know what it is, too? But I think sometimes they you know, maybe when you're a singer or you're in a band or something, you know, like Bon Jovi's around, you get to hang out, you swap the jerseys, you get them, and you wear them out of respect.
The guy who wrote...
Whatever city you're playing.
The guy who
like
wrote
Kenny
Sailing.
Kenny rolls out with that, you know, like the patch.
Well, Kenny Chesney is a
sleeves
piece of garbage.
Cut off. You're an a-hole, okay? Because that's the only concert I look forward to going to.
Yeah, really?
Do you like the
Corona commercials that are during the concert that you paid to go to?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Toes in the water, man.
My friend went with his wife to Ford Field, which is where the Lions play.
No shoes, no service, bud.
I'm a nice man.
He paid out the ass
to go
to this play. 60,000 people, and there's an effing Corona commercial. During his set.
You better watch Corona. It's the official beer of the Bruins now.
Like on the big screen.
And the Celtics.
I think it's the Celtics.
Oh, yeah. It's the Celtics.
Like a whole big two-minute presentation about Kenny Chesney and Corona.
There must be some discount, though, because when I was at the Bees game with you.
It's a lifestyle. Fred.
Everybody holding double-fisted Corona big boys at the Bees game.
All right. Cool.
So I think that's the best value for the buck at the garden.
Does it come with a lime?
No lime in those, buddy. It's a can. You don't want lime in a can.
Put lime in a can.
Put it in a can.
That's when you're doing butt shots. Put lime in a can.
Right in a can.
I'll leave it with that awesome joke.
Guys.
All right. Murray's head. I can't stop laughing since that Kowloon hat picture, man. That was awesome.
All right.
Size 8
hat. Murray, are you in tomorrow?
I am here tomorrow.
All right. So the Bankroll Boys will be in tomorrow.
Where's Weirdo?
He's doing the Miami game tonight. Celtics-Miami.
Oh.
Yeah, he's pretty proud of
him. With Leon Poe.
Imagine him
really?
At South Beach.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Leon Poe.
Imagine John at South Beach this morning walking around, open-toed sandals and some cut-off jean shorts.
Yeah, pardon me, ma'am. You forgot to put the top of your rain suit on.
Socks and sandals, I bet.
Oh, yeah. God.
Or he's got those
Be better walk.
All right. Be better walk. All right. Everyone have a fantastic day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.